2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 23rd day of February. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 36 degrees.
A few slow spots out there, but no major issues on the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
Less than a week to go until the next eligible group of Utahns can sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine.
We are asking people truly to go on the honor system here.
And cases continue to drop. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Amanda, next Monday, March 1st, we'll move to all of those who are 18 years old and up with underlying health conditions that make coronavirus much more dangerous for them. Both Salt Lake and Utah County Health Departments told KSL-TV that they'd be going off the honor system.
At this point, it doesn't look like we're going to be requiring anyone to come in with a doctor's note or any medical records.
And they expect a larger number of people to start wanting those appointments, including those with diabetes, severe obesity, heart disease, cancer, and many more situations. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 positive tests keeps declining to the lowest number since early last September. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Have you seen the coronavirus exposure notifications on your phone? Last week, the state opted into a system that uses smartphones to help track or keep track of possible exposures. George McEwen with the Department of Health says the app does not track your location or collect your personal information.
It's really an application that has so much privacy around it. There is really, you've got other things that are on your phone probably today, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that track you, and we all use those applications.
He says the way it works is by exchanging information with people you're close to for more than 6 minutes. Their smartphone notifications have been in place in some other states for several months now.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The U.S. has crossed the grim milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths. But ABC's Marcy Gonzalez continues our team coverage, Hope on the Horizon, saying there are positive signs as COVID cases continue to go down.
The average number of daily cases has plunged 74% since January. The average number of deaths down 38% in the last 5 days. Progress as more Americans are immunized. The millions of vaccine doses delayed by recent winter storms are now on track to be delivered by the end of this week.
High on the Hill 2021.
State employees would not be required to get a COVID-19 vaccine in order to work if a new bill passes. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the proposed bill is being sponsored by Representative Robert Spendlove. He says it would be inappropriate for any branch of government, including at the city and county level, to mandate a vaccine that took under a year to develop.
There are side effects to it. There are health side effects. We don't know what all the side effects are. We haven't been able to do long-term studies on the effects.
Now, the big exceptions are that it would not apply to health workers who need the vaccine to work, and it also would not step into the realm of the private sector. The House eventually voted 66-2 to approve the measure, and it now makes its way to the Senate for further consideration. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers have unplugged the bill so to speak, that would hike registration fees on electric and hybrid cars. The bill died in the House. The bill's sponsor says those cars are not paying their fair share in gasoline tax to pay for the roads. But opponents say increasing the fees that high would stop the incentive for buying a cleaner vehicle. Right now, electric cars make up just 2% of registered vehicles.
The Utah House passed a bill to help people who are homeless get IDs. The bill would waive state ID card application fees, along with fees required to get identifying documents like birth certificates, if the person is able to show they are homeless. It was a unanimous vote in the House. Now the bill goes to the Senate.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Upper 40s and mostly sunny along the Wasatch Front for our Tuesday, but you'll want to enjoy it today because it's going to be going away.
We do have a cold front coming in tomorrow, but doesn't look like it's going to bring much in the way of snow showers. We'll see some scattered snow showers with minimal accumulation, trace amounts at best. The one thing we will notice tomorrow is the temperature. We're going to keep it in the 30s tomorrow and Thursday, so don't put your winter coats away just yet.
Grant says we get to the 40s for the weekend, but it's looking like there's another storm moving in for Saturday.
Coming up on KSL, the Utah Jazz set an NBA record, and fans will return to the Marriott Center.
And triple team traffic.
Delays in Salt Lake County, I-15 in Murray a little bit, on 56 West and West Valley, and not so bad outside Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Get the facts from Tim and Amanda and analysis from Boyd Matheson at 11. 61% of voters want Biden to get to some common ground. Hard to get to 61 on anything in the country right now. Utah's Morning Companions for news on KSL News Radio.
RV shows are canceled, but that won't stop Bish's RV from showing up in 2021. We're bringing the heat at the first annual Bish's On-Site RV Show. February 25th through the 27th at the new Bish's RV in North Salt Lake. We're decking the heck out of our entire dealership to give you incredible manufacturer discounts, insane incentives, and red-hot midwinter deals throughout our showroom, all safely and responsibly. Stay warm while you shop the best floor plans from the top manufacturers, all at the best price possible. Plus, get 90 days no payments on approved credit. And every RV purchased during the show is eligible for 30 months of payments on us. If it snows 7 inches on the first day of spring in either West Glacier, Montana, or Minneapolis, Minnesota, see store for details. If you can't come in person, you can still unlock secret show pricing right from home at BishesSaltLake.com. We're showing up for our customers in 2021 during the first annual Bish's On-Site RV Show, February 25th through the 27th at the previous Access RV in North Salt Lake. Bish's RV, where memories begin.
Got a Whipple home? A client told us, I got a Whipple home. A Whipple Service Champions furnace and AC with a no-worries 10-year parts and labor warranty. A Whipple tankless water heater and Gerber Viper toilets in every bathroom. Every year, Whipple Service Champion tunes up my furnace, air conditioner, plumbing, and electrical. She does have a Whipple home. See why? Start with your plumbing, electrical, or AC tune-up. Just $44 with our certified, no-contact service technicians. Call 801-444-FAST. My father, Richard Whipple, came home from the war, and in 1947, married my awesome mother, Mildred. Started a friendly family business we now call Whipple Service Champions Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He taught us to do the job right, and emergencies on Sunday were free. Mom is 93, still amazing, and Whipple Service Champions is 73, still a friendly family business, and voted best of state 9 times in 9 years. See why? Call 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
If you're just joining us this morning, next week, another benchmark for COVID-19 vaccines.
We are asking people truly to go on the honor system here.
Starting next week, anyone 18 or older with underlying health conditions like diabetes, heart disease, can get their spot in line for the vaccination.
We're speaking to Governor Cox coming up at 8:45. Maybe we can ask him about that later on this hour. The NTSB is releasing its first preliminary findings into the engine explosion of a United Boeing 777 plane shortly after takeoff from Denver on Saturday afternoon. The plane landed back in Denver about 20 minutes after the engine failure. ABC News contributor Colonel Stephen Ganyard has more on a similar explosion in the past.
We do have some history here. 3 years ago, there was a United flight, same kind of airplane, same kind of engine that threw two blades, same exact failure mechanism, on its way into Honolulu. So there's a real question here. Is it a failure to properly inspect? Is the inspections being done right? Is there a design problem? Is there metal fatigue that hasn't gone detected? So the first thing they need to do is detect how did these things break? And then once they can figure out how, then they figure out the why. And once they figure out the why, then they can figure out how to prevent it again.
All 229 passengers and 10 crew members were unhurt during the weekend's engine explosion. Several parts of the engine made by Pratt & Whitney fell into Denver neighborhoods. Fortunately, no one on the ground was injured.
What a night for the Jazz last night. They were down by as many as 11 in the third and then outscored the Charlotte Hornets 41-20 in the fourth on a three-point shooting surge to beat Gordon Hayward and the Hornets. The Jazz made their 500th three-pointer this season, became the fastest team in NBA history to reach that number. Tomorrow, the Jazz take on the Los Angeles Lakers in a battle for the two best teams in the NBA.
Just in time for the last two games of the season, BYU is opening the Marriott Center to fans. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Starting tomorrow at 10 for Thursday's game and Friday at 10 for Saturday's game, a limited number of tickets are going to be made available to students at BYUtickets.com. The few additional tickets will be made available to 2019 basketball season ticket holders based on their Cougar Club priority level. The school says those spectators allowed into the game will be physically distanced based on household groups. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 809. Triple team traffic in order here, so let's head back to the traffic center. Get it started with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we've got some backups now on I-15 going up between 90th and 7200 South on the freeway. Looks like we may have a new crash in that stretch. Something for sure bringing traffic to a halt. Yep, over to the left shoulder, it looks like, and maybe blocking the HOV lane just before you get to where 7200 South is. Remember, if you want to exit at 7200 South or to I-215, that exit is back near 90th, so you do have a way around it. Except it'll put you onto I-215, but it'll get you through the delay a little bit quicker. Aubrey?
Well, right now I am seeing a little bit of slowing if you're traveling eastbound on I-84, just after 1050 West in Riverdale and heading east there. I-15 still moving right along this morning, all the way from Ogden to downtown. Eric?
Our car on fire situation in American Fork at the Pioneer Crossing exit has been cleared up, so you don't have any delays there or on the southbound side where I guess people had a better view and that's why they were slowing down. I-15, normal travel times right now, 24 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road also looks good heading north to the county line. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we've got a nice day in store. Let's check the forecast with you, Grant.
Wind's picking up today, and it's going to warm up 48, almost 50, and a mix of clouds. Tomorrow, more clouds and colder. High 38, and we'll see some scattered snow showers tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, those clouds have blocked the sun here for the last little bit. It's down to 35 degrees.
Boy, coming up in a moment, we'll fill you in on how cyber criminals are taking advantage of the millions of Americans who are anxious to get the next stimulus check. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
That conversation coming up in just a minute or so at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along, Tim and Amanda, on your Tuesday on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Zero Res and their general manager, Jake Stone, joins us from time to time. He's back with us today. I just messaged you off the air, Jake, to tell you that the Hughes household with three dogs and five grandchildren need your help.
Yes, and we can help you get it done. We'd love to come get it taken care of for you.
And, you know, this time of year, we were talking earlier about how the allergy season is starting a little earlier. I think one of the smartest things people could do is get their carpets clean, because you taught me years ago that your carpets are the largest filters in your home.
Yes. So we talk about being, you know, in your AC, those in your furnace, and you change those often or you clean them often. Your carpets are the same thing, except for it's way bigger. It filters the air in your home, the particulate, you know, all of that dust and debris and grime and dirt that we bring into the house or whatever, you know, in the evenings when you've got the sun shining through the window, you can see all that dust in the air. That's going into your carpet. And that's got to be cleaned regularly in order to help with those allergies and everything that's on its way with the spring coming. And can't we wait?
I can tell you what's been on my mind since that big snow dump a week or 10 days ago is the salt that we put down that all ends up in some form or another, either as rock salt or in liquid residue. What kind of damage could that do to carpet if it's left in there?
You know what? That stuff is crazy. And you see the residue that leaves on your cars. That stuff dries. It becomes crusty. And then you walk on it. And the type of physical damage that can cause to your carpet, it's real. And so, you know, getting a good, clean a carpet cleaning on those carpets that doesn't leave that residue behind, that your carpet's going to dry soft and stay cleaner longer, is going to be the biggest difference in the world with that kind of debris in there.
I've tried to explain to people how Zero Res is different, but would you explain to people how you're different?
Yeah, our entire process, we use powered water. That's the starter, right? We don't use any harsh chemicals, and that's lab tested. We go in, we can remove up to 200% more particulate from a carpet than other tested carpet cleaners. Above and beyond that, We use a different tool to clean. It's not going to just soak your carpet. Your carpet's going to dry faster. We control the fluid and the agitation that we bring to the carpet. We've got what we call as our ZR lifter that really, you know, brings all of that grime and gunk, the particulates in the carpet, to the top so that we can remove it fully. So we're not just cleaning the tops of the carpet. So it's a very thorough cleaning.
All right, Jake, let me just share this offer with our listeners. If they'll call in the next hour before 9 a.m. at 801-288-ZERO, that's 801-288-9376, $25 per room, four-room minimum, plus add tile cleaning for just $25 per room. We'll have more with Jake coming up later in the hour.
Every now and then, I'll either get a note from or I'll talk with my friends at Kinetico, and they'll pass along a little tidbit about their industry. And this one I found really fascinating. They said, you know, Doug, in our industry, most water softener companies, they hire two repair technicians to every one person they hire to install their systems. And they said, now think about that. And by the way, they did mention that Kinetico is exactly the opposite. The ratio is totally different. They hire two installation experts to every one technician. I mean, after all, when you have a great quality product, why would you need more repair people than installers? You can count on Kinetico, just as we have now for many, many years. They honor that 10-year warranty, whether it's in the original home or you move and take it with you. Go to softwaterutah.com or call 576-8600.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the principal at East High School is asking the community for help as they currently deal with a shortage of substitute teachers. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Utah is preparing for a new round of people to become eligible for the COVID-19 vaccines. Starting in March, people 18 and over with certain health conditions will be able to sign up.
Third, a quick look at that drive-in this morning with Andy.
Got a crash on I-15 northbound. It's just before 7200 south. It's got traffic backed all the way down almost to 104th right now as you head through Sandy and up towards Midvale. If you take the transition ramp to 215, you'll get by everything quicker, but you'll end up on 215. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up to 48 today with the partly cloudy skies. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
35 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the United States marks 500,000 deaths due to COVID, there is a glimmer of hope on the horizon. ABC News senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce is in Washington with more.
The CDC now reporting that more than 44 million U.S. adults have had at least one dose of the vaccine, and nearly 20 million have had both doses. And there are clear signs that vaccinations, along with the decrease in community spread, are having a positive impact on nursing home deaths. Since early January, weekly deaths in nursing homes have declined by about 70%. In fact, the COVID Tracking Project reports cases in nursing homes last week were the lowest recorded since May.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim has more on nursing home deaths in New York State, where ABC's Eva Pilgrim says Governor Andrew Cuomo is being asked a lot of questions.
The state's Governor Andrew Cuomo is now in the midst of scandal. The FBI and federal prosecutors investigating how his administration handled nursing home deaths during the pandemic. After an aide admitted the administration withheld the nursing home death toll from state lawmakers out of fear it would be used against the state by the Trump administration.
We created the void by not producing enough public information quickly enough. I get that. But then it was exploited.
The governor now pushing nursing home reforms as well as easing other restrictions.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Cyber criminals are taking advantage of millions of Americans waiting for their next pandemic stimulus check.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joined us earlier to explain why you shouldn't click on a link in a text message and what it looks like.
Looks like any text message, really. It comes to your phone. It's very often addressed to you personally. It carries the pall of believability in that it says something like, hey, you're due a $1,400 payment for a stimulus payment from the federal government, which people think in their minds, you know, I heard something about a $1,400 payment, so they might be tempted to click on that link. After all, it came to them and their phone directly. Well, that's really the worst thing you can do, Amanda. And especially once you click on the link, it may may take you to a website that says, okay, just give us your bank information and we'll deposit your $1,400 check. You should know that the Treasury Department will never send a text message to you like that. They won't send you an email. You may get a hard copy in the mail of a letter that says this was deposited into your account already. It won't ask for any personal information, but personal information is exactly what those scam perpetrators are trying to get them at.
How prevalent is this across the country, and are they targeting certain geographic areas?
No, it's just across the board, and it's not really clear how they're getting personal names of the people they're sending these things to. It's a widespread problem across the country. The Better Business Bureau, the IRS, the FBI are all working on thousands of cases like this one. They seem to be stepping up now. It's not as though this is going away or dying down somehow. It seems that more and more of these cases are coming up as more and more people, unfortunately, click on those links. If you do get this sort of text, take a screenshot. You can send it to the IRS and let the investigators there handle it and find out exactly who might be sending them in an attempt to stop it. So far, they just haven't had a lot of luck.
Yeah, be careful out there. And our thanks to ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19 now. Let's check Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
And right now, we've still got the big delay right in the middle of the valley. I-15's back from 106th up past 90th. The delay ends before you reach the 7200 South overpass. If you need to exit at 7200, don't forget that exit is way back by 90th. That'll actually help you get by everything. You may be able to just get right back on the freeway at 7200 South and save yourself some trouble in the middle by staying on the main flow. That's the only big delay in the Salt Lake Valley on the freeway, but we do have 5600 West slowdowns from Parkway Boulevard all the way up to the railroad tracks at 800 South. Aubrey?
Well, it looks like things in Weber County are looking pretty good. A little bit in Davis County, you're going to see some pockets of slowing on SR 193 as you make your way up toward Highway 89. And also, I'm seeing a little bit of slowing on Beck Street right at the intersection by Staker Parsons. You might have to wait an extra stoplight or two. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 looking just fine. Northbound from Provo to Lehigh and the city streets also in good shape. If you're heading out to the mountains, no problems on 189 to Heber City through Provo Canyon. And I-80 is looking good right now out to Park City. No accidents or slowdowns at any part of that drive. Burke Brothers Tire and Service, let their family take care of your family's auto repair needs. From tires and brakes to complete auto service, Burke Brothers is Utah's trusted auto care center for 30 years. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. There are a couple of rounds, at least a chance of precipitation coming in your 7-day forecast. Let's get a look. Brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
A lot of clouds, warmer today. We're up to 48 and a little breezy as well. Tomorrow, more cloud cover, 38. It's colder and a slight chance of snow showers. And then sunshine on Thursday, 39 degrees. It'll stay on the chilly side. 41 with mostly cloudy skies. And Friday, some mountain snow showers. Snow showers back in the works for Saturday. And high temperature around 40. Then the sun comes out, but it's cold on Sunday, or chilly anyway. 41, 45, mostly sunny skies on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, it is 35 degrees. Of course, we're monitoring right now that hearing going on in the Senate before the Homeland Security Committee, Senator Romney, a member of that committee, in which there will be testimony about what took place on January 6th. I believe some of the former members of the police force, including, I think, the head of the Capitol Police Force, who resigned following January 6th, will be testifying before this committee. So we'll follow it throughout the day and bring you updates here on KSL News Radio.
In the meantime, it is time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Sometimes life throws us pretty big curveballs that we weren't expecting. You might feel discouraged and helpless, but all you need is a little direction and a helping hand. Open Doors in Davis County is there to help by providing the resources needed to assist families in finding lasting solutions to poverty, preventing abuse, and attaining self-reliance. Living in difficult situations can lead to dysfunctional relationships, domestic violence, and child abuse. Their purpose is to promote self-sufficiency, strengthen families rather than replace personal responsibility. They have several programs available, including family support groups, crisis and respite nurseries, parent education to prevent child abuse, community action programs that assist families with food and housing, and peer mentoring programs aimed to help low-income individuals break the cycle of poverty. Their mission is to open the door for others who are carrying a heavy load. To learn more or donate, please visit opendoorsutah.org. That's opendoorsutah.org. Select Health recognizes the family support provided by Open Doors as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Hi, Doug Ryden. Time is rapidly running out on this amazing deal from my friends at IntelliBed. They kind of put this together for Valentine's and President's Day, but the deal goes on through March 1st, and this is what you get. A free luxury adjustable base valued up to $1,800 with the purchase of your king or queen IntelliBed. This is the time to act, and the time is running short. Before we hit March 1st, you want to make sure that you've taken advantage of this incredible deal. And only IntelliBed has that revolutionary gel matrix that is both firm and soft at the same time, giving you that maximum back support and spinal alignment, and it reduces the pressure points, cuts down on the tossing and turning. Get into the IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, and Riverdale. Of course, you can lock down this deal too at IntelliBed.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
For Watching Utah's Money, the White House is asking the Supreme Court to drop a couple of Medicaid cases. They revolve around a plan from the previous administration to require Medicaid recipients to hold down a job. The Biden administration is working to roll back those plans.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. For a brief time in the last half hour, the NASDAQ was down almost 400 points. It's still off 244, or 1.8%. The S&P is down by about 0.28%. The Dow this hour is off by 140 points, or closing in fast on 0.5% loss.
We'll take another look at traffic and weather together in just a moment with Tim and Amanda here on KSL News Radio.
This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you in part by Zero Res. The general manager, Jake Stone, is with us. We ended our conversation earlier in this half hour, Jake, talking about the technology here. But explain to people what happens when you use soap, because we get so many questions from listeners who say, hey, if they're not using soap, how the heck do they get our carpets clean?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And that question we get asked all the time, because soap does its job, right? It cleans. But the way that soap cleans is soap attaches itself to whatever it's trying to clean off of something. It creates a slippery surface for things to be simply rinsed away, correct? The problem with soap is it's tough to get off. As you can imagine, it takes a minute to get the soap off of your hands or out of your hair. But imagine if you were only using a vacuum. I've done this demonstration before where I put soap shampoo in my hair and then I try to vacuum it out. It's impossible to get soap completely out. It just doesn't come out. And that residue that's left behind attracts dirt and leaves it behind, and it just gets dirty so fast.
That's a great comparison. And I know you've done lab testing of the Zero Res method to prove that this works better.
Absolutely. And not just better, but 200% better. It leaves less residue behind. The particulate that's left behind is 200% more with anyone else who's been tested. And so we're so proud of the fact that we've created this process that cleans so well and leaves your carpet cleaner, and not just cleaner, but cleaner longer.
We learn something every time we chat. Now I know that Jake has the cleanest hair of any person I now know. tell everybody about this special offer you've got if they call you in the next half hour.
Yeah. So again, all the way from Nephi up through, Logan, we're doing this deal, and it's $25 per room. And that's for carpet or tile up to, it's a four room minimum. You got to get four rooms done, but we'll for $25 per room, carpet or tile, we'll come in and do that for you. But you've got to call before 9 o'clock, before the show ends, to get that deal.
And here's that number. It's 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-9376.
Schools and jobs are starting to normalize. Vaccines are rolling out. It's going to be spring soon. And the news? Oh, not everything is normal.
The past several days have created what avalanche forecasters call epic slides.
The proposed bill is dangerous to adolescents.
It's costing millions to keep National Guard troops on the Capitol grounds.
The usual. The unusual. If it's important, you'll find out about it first. From Utah's All Day Companion, for news, KSL News Radio.
It looks like it's triple team emergency traffic here at 829, and that slowdown persists on the south end, Andy.
Yep, I-15 had a crawl pretty much from 114th south all the way up almost to 7200 south. Part of the issue is you only have one option after, you don't have any options after the 90th south exit. If you exit there, you can exit at 90th, take State Street up to 72nd, or you can grab the collector to take it to 72nd or to I-215. But if you're staying on the main flow right now, a big delay right in the center of the Salt Lake Valley, Aubrey.
Well, right now, if you're on I-15 in Weber and Davis counties, you're going to see a little bit of slowing as you make your way through Farmington. But after that, it picks back up and you're back to normal speeds. If you're on Legacy Parkway or Highway 89, those are looking pretty good. Eric?
Out in Tooele County, you've got a crash on southbound SR-36 in Stansbury Park. This is at the Mills Junction intersection. It looks like the right lane is closed. And if you're eastbound right there at that intersection, the right turn lane is blocked off. I-15 in Utah County, northbound and southbound. Well, that's looking good on the other hand. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, and let's check that forecast, Grant.
Hey, it warms up today with south winds, partly cloudy, up to almost 50 degrees. We'll say about 48 at the airport. There'll be some 50s elsewhere along the Wasatch Front. Clouds colder tomorrow, 38, and a slight chance of snow showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 35 degrees.
Got a big crash in Midvale backing traffic all the way to Draper. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools.
A substitute teacher shortage has prompted the principal at East High to ask the community for their help, as some students end up spending part of their day in the school auditorium.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the latest, John.
In an email to students and parents yesterday, Greg Mott acknowledged that the Salt Lake District is dealing with a shortage of subs. He also sent out a link asking for people to please step forward if they know anyone who would like the opportunity to work in a school. According to the email, when the school isn't able to fill enough substitute requests, students then have to meet in the auditorium for asynchronous learning. Reports from East High parents came in yesterday that five or six classes were in the auditorium at one time, with only one substitute on hand to oversee all the students. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A group of Southern California parents who are tired of their kids having to do school over Zoom got together Monday to say enough is enough. The second largest school district in the country will soon hit the one-year mark of all their classes being online. This parent in Los Angeles says she understands teachers' concerns, but says the country has to move forward.
Majority of essential workers, including me, have been working since March without vaccination. I understand that there is a risk involved, but this is their job.
The parents who held the rally point to the CDC and American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations say it's safe to reopen schools.
The Salt Lake Teachers Union says remote learning comes down to safety. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The latest argument is over a Senate bill going through the Utah legislature, which will remove funds from schools that don't offer face-to-face teaching for students. The Education Association President James Tobler says the Salt Lake School Board is protecting students and educators by sticking with online classes, and the legislature is trying to overreach its authority. Others say they need the option to either send their kids to in-person classes or stick with remote learning. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Supporters say a proposal to have more teleworking in Utah government would not only help the air, it would help the rural part of the state, too. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
This bill would have state agencies identify employees that could be part of the surge telework program on bad air days or even with extreme weather. And Paiute County Commissioner Darren Bushman told the legislature it could help cut down long commutes.
next to going to the dentist, going to Salt Lake City used to be my least favorite thing to do because of your traffic and inversion and all of those things. I have to admit, the pandemic certainly changed that.
And the pandemic showed people can be productive working from home. Bushman says more state employees ought to be able to live in rural areas and work remotely. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland is expected to be asked more hot-button questions in day two of his confirmation hearings. Garland says prosecution of cases associated with the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th will be his top priority. Senator Dick Durbin says Garland has experience handling these types of cases.
When it came to the worst domestic terrorism incident in the history of the United States 25 years ago, it was Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice they sent down to prosecute the Oklahoma City bombing.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio as we bring you updates on this hearing throughout the day.
Speaking of hearings, there is one underway in Congress to question former security officials about what went wrong during the U.S. Capitol breach on January 6th. Three of the four testifying today resigned under pressure immediately after the attack, including the former head of the Capitol Police. Two of the officials will be speaking publicly for the first time since their resignations.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. A nice warm day today with lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 40s along the Wasatch Front, but that won't be the case tomorrow.
We'll see some scattered snow showers with minimal accumulation, trace amounts at best for tomorrow. The one thing we will notice tomorrow is the temperature. You know, as we get to late February and early March, seeing more 50s is not out of the question. In fact, the average high by early March is 50 degrees. However, we're going to keep it in the 30s tomorrow and Thursday. We got some colder than average temperatures.
Grant says we'll warm a little on Friday before we get another weak storm on Saturday before warming back up starting on Monday.
Coming up on KSL, we hear from a Capitol Police captain about what she encountered on January 6th.
And Triple Team Traffic.
Emergency traffic, a crash in Midvale as traffic backed all the way to Draper on I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio for news with Tim and Amanda before 9. Get context and discussion 12:30 to 3 with Lee Lonsberry.
I get very, very nervous about bad information spread on social media.
Your all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
Mortgage interest rates. Who knew they could go so low? Like under 2% for a 15-year loan? No way! Yes, way. And under 2.5% on a 30-year loan? Incredible. The question is, who will dig down deep to get you those low, amazing rates? I'll tell you who. Loans by Rick. After shopping around at banks, credit unions, and other lenders, people say they choose to work with Loans by Rick not only for the low rates, but because Rick can, and usually does, close loans in 12 to 22 days. No way! Yes, way. Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick. That's where. Call 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Rick is an expert in loans and not an order taker like some of the other guys. But if you just want some cash back, Loans by Rick can do that too. Give Rick a call at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106 or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179 are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates.
In 2020, Motorsportsland helped a record number of individuals and families get away to their RV adventures. RVs are perfect if you're looking for an escape from the madness. Private travel accommodations, social distancing in style, or just good old exploration of the great outdoors. Last year, with record demand and delays in manufacturing, most of the country saw a huge shortage of RV inventory. Industry analysts are forecasting this year to continue that same trend, but right now, Motorsportsland has hundreds of RVs in stock and ready for your next adventure. With record sales already here, this selection won't last long. Sadly, the 2021 Spring RV Show is canceled, but we still have special show offers and financing options to save you thousands through this entire week. Don't spend the rest of the year stuck at home. Come in today and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
We are following a developing story this hour. The Senate holding a hearing right now on the breach of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Those requested to testify include current and former Capitol Police officers. Captain Carnesha Mendoza is a current Capitol Police captain who has been on the force for 19 years.
Here is a portion of her testimony.
Many of the doors to the building were not accessible due to the size of the crowd. I was able to enter a lower level door with the assistance of a Capitol Division officer. Once inside the memorial door, I immediately noticed a large crowd of possibly 200 rioters yelling in front of me. Since I was alone, I turned to go back so I could enter another door, but within the few seconds it took me to walk back to the door I entered, there were already countless rioters outside the building banging on the door. I had no choice but to proceed through the violent crowd in the building. I made my way through the crowd by yelling and pushing people out of my way until I saw Capitol Police, civil disturbance units, and riot gear in the hallway. They were holding the hallway to keep rioters from penetrating deeper into the building. I immediately jumped in line with them to assist with holding the crowd of rioters. At some point, my right arm got wedged between rioters and the railing along the wall. A CDU sergeant pulled my right arm free, and had he not, I'm certain it would have been broken. Shortly after that, an officer was pushed and fell to the floor. I assisted the officer to a safer location and got back in line. At some point, the crowd breached the line officers worked so hard to maintain. Civil disturbance units began to redeploy to keep rioters from accessing other areas of the building. I proceeded to the rotunda where I noticed a heavy smoke-like residue and smelled what I believed to be military-grade CS gas, a familiar smell. It was mixed with fire extinguisher spray deployed by rioters. The rioters continued to deploy CS into the rotunda. Officers received a lot of gas exposure, which is worse inside the building than outside because there's nowhere for it to go. I received chemical burns to my face that still have not healed to this day. I witnessed officers being knocked to the ground and hit with various objects that were thrown by rioters. I was unable to determine exactly what those objects were. I immediately assumed command in the rotunda and called for additional assets.
That again is Carnesha Mendoza, current Capitol Police captain. Others are testifying right now and will continue to follow the hearing. It's ongoing this hour in Washington, D.C.
839, Triple Team Traffic, and it's emergency traffic. We start with you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic backed up through the middle of the valley from 123rd South Draper all the way up almost to 72nd South. We've got a crash blocking a couple of lanes about halfway between 90th and 7200 South overpasses, but your only exit is at 90th. If you miss that, you're stuck in the delays. We've got a lot of people waiting on the freeway right now. If you take State Street, that'll move pretty well through much of Sandy, although there's a lot of traffic lights. And then there's even a crash reported in Midvale on State Street around 7800 South. Aubrey?
No delays right now on I-15. If you're traveling Highway 89, you'll see a little bit of slowing at Cherry Lane. And if you're traveling in Layton, Gentile Street, east and westbound is a little bit slow right around Main Street. Eric?
Got a southbound crash in Tooele County. This is SR-36 at Mills Junction. That's the Grantsville turnoff. The right lane is blocked going through that intersection. And if you're heading through Stansbury Park on the eastbound side, intending to go south on SR-36, well, at the moment, you're not going to be able to because that's blocked off. Over in the Wasatch Bank, you got a crash, too. This is northbound US 40, about a mile north of the River Road intersection. But that does not look to be causing any kind of delays. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. It's going to be a warm afternoon, according to Grant.
Things warming up today with partly cloudy skies. South winds will pick up a little bit as well ahead of a front that moves through tomorrow. And we're warming up, 48, almost 50 degrees today. And tomorrow, it'll be colder, cloudy skies, few scattered snow showers and 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
35 downtown.
We'll be talking with our Governor Spencer Cox about who gets to decide a state of emergency in the state of Utah. And can you have an emergency last longer than 30 days? That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. It's coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Tim and Amanda here to start your morning on this Tuesday on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. This hour of Utah's Morning News, sponsored by our friends at Zero Res. And Jake's back with us here. He is the general manager, Jake Stone. Tell people, let's start this time by telling them about the deal you have for them, because they've only got about 15 minutes left to call.
That's right. It's $25 per room, carpet or tile. Got to have four rooms done, but you've also got to call before 9 a.m. before the show ends. So.
Such a great idea to get four rooms done, because I love to get, you know, either the kids' rooms done or my front room, family room done. I love having that you come into the house and have as much as possible done, because the house smells better, it feels better. And since I have a child with asthma and I have bad allergies myself, we just breathe better after you've been in the house.
100%. You know, your carpet, the biggest filter in your home. And so getting that cleaned up, it's going to continue to do its job better. And overall, the air quality in your home improves. And it just feels, like you say, it just feels better.
You know, it's been a long time. Amanda has told this story on the air. It's been a long time since she's had anybody but Zero Res at her home. But she remembers a company coming in that left a nasty residue slime line across the baseboards in the house. There are other ways of doing this, but yours has been proven time and time again to be the superior way to get it done.
Yep, we use powered water. We run regular water through a process of electrolysis. It raises the pH of it. It acts just like a soap. This stuff is safe. It's safe for the kids, safe for the pets. It doesn't leave that residue behind. And it's proven, based on our lab testing, it's proven to clean better than other carpet cleaners that have been tested.
Yeah, just don't waste your money on other carpet cleaners. It's Zero Res, and you can get a four-room minimum for $25 per room. That's such a great price. Call in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-9376.
Do you want to retire in the next 5 years? How will you ensure you cover all your bases so you don't overlook or underestimate anything? Learn how with the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. It's free from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. This free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience with thousands of people. To get your free retirement planning checklist, be one of the first 10 callers now at 801-682-4448. This free guide could be the single most important tool to help you retire successfully. Get your free guide now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 845. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Utah lawmakers are looking at a bill that would let state employees work from home on bad air days.
Second, the principal at East High is asking the community for help in finding more substitute teachers. Some students end up spending part of their school day in the auditorium when there isn't enough teachers for the classrooms.
Third, we still have an emergency situation down south, Andy.
Yeah, avoid I-15 if you can between 123rd and 7200 South. There's a crash about a half mile before 72nd that's the cause of all this backup. And you just don't have a lot of good options after you get up to 90th South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little breezy, warming up today, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 36 downtown.
High on the Hill 2021, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A bill moving through the Utah legislature could put limits on the governor's emergency powers.
Joining us now live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Amanda. It's great to be with you.
We're trying to understand how you feel about this bill that is defining what an emergency is. You know, can an emergency by definition last longer than 30 days? Would you explain your position on this bill?
Sure, I'm happy to. And it may surprise some people that we don't have too many problems with this bill. In fact, we've been working very closely with the legislature on this. I think it's important to understand what emergency powers are. Basically, the idea is that the legislature gives their powers to the governor in case of an emergency because it's too difficult to bring them together to make those big policy decisions that happen. And really, when people were thinking up emergency powers, they didn't really think of an emergency that would last a year or longer, as we're seeing with this pandemic. And so it's important to get the legislature involved. And that's why we've been working very closely with them. Now, I've asked them not to overreact to something that happens every 100 years. But the truth is, it would be better if the legislature had been more involved during this pandemic than not. And also, I have to point out, they already have this power. They can call themselves into session. They can change or override any executive order right now. So this technically doesn't change things as much as people think.
I know that State Senator Bramble pointed out that this gives the governor as much flexibility as it does the legislature itself. And then you have the ability to extend or terminate the order. So it's not like it's a hard, 30-day deadline.
No, that's exactly right. And that was very critical. When I said we've been involved in the negotiations, that was part of it. Because, again, we will have emergencies. We know that will last longer than 30 days. But what we need to do is to be able to check in with the legislative branch to make sure that what we're doing is the will of the people. They represent their constituents. They have constitutional obligations. And so making sure that we're checking in and that we're on the same page in these responses is important. And by the way, that's been happening all along, maybe to not this extent in formality, but it's certainly been happening over the past year.
That's so helpful, Governor. May I ask you a question about vaccines? We know that coming up this Monday, vaccines are opened up to people 18 and older with certain comorbidities, but we understand that it's based sort of on the honor system. You don't have to prove in some way that you have that comorbidity. Are you concerned at all with no proof of a diagnosis that people might, try to sneak by?
Well, I'm certainly concerned, and we know it's going to happen, and I hope people won't do that, and I hope they can look themselves in the mirror and sleep at night. But all during this pandemic, we've been forced to make choices that are difficult choices. And this is another one of those very difficult choices. Every time you add a requirement in the vaccine process, you slow the process down. And what we care about more than anything else, again, is getting doses in arms. And so if we had to require some sort of proof, then people would have to go to their doctors, they would have to get letters, then someone would have to process those letters or that proof, and that slows down the process, and that's what we don't want to happen. So the trade-off is we're going to have some people that jump ahead in line that shouldn't, that get the vaccine that shouldn't yet, but we won't slow the process down, and we'll get more vaccines out there, and at the end of the day, we're going to get everybody vaccinated over the next couple months anyway. So I'm pleading with people, please be honest. Please don't lie about this. Please don't jump ahead in line. Your turn will come. It's coming sooner than you think. Let's get those who are most sick vaccinated first.
And any penalties that are talked about for somebody who does take advantage of the system here?
No, there are, again, because we're not requiring proof, there are no legal penalties. Just the fact that your own conscience will weigh on you for years to come. As someone could literally die because you jumped ahead in line and a sicker person wasn't able to get it.
I know we're holding you just a second longer, Governor, but this letter that you and 16 other governors sent to President Biden urging the president to rescind this executive order banning new leases for oil and gas on federal lands. Would you just address that for a second?
Sure. Yeah, this is just a terrible decision by the Biden administration. And by the way, a bipartisan agreement in that assessment. We have Democrat governors who think it's a really bad idea. There was no collaboration whatsoever with the states, no discussion. And it's going to have real effects. It's going to have effects on our energy independence. It's going to have effects, most importantly, on families that depend for their livelihoods on these jobs. Look, we all agree that cleaner energy is better, and we're all working towards that. But you can't just turn it off overnight. It's going to be innovation. There are cleaner technologies that are coming. They're getting more affordable all the time. But we have to do it the right way, and this wasn't the right way.
Governor, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Joining us on the KSL Newsline, Utah Governor Spencer Cox on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. We're just a bit late getting a look at traffic. It is an emergency traffic situation out there, Andy, and around 8400 South, quite a few people caught up in it.
Yep. In fact, the delays actually start further south than that. They begin right around the 123rd South exit. People have been in this delay now for 20 to 25 minutes, and some haven't made it all the way to the front of the delay yet. The crash itself is about halfway between 90th and 7200 South. With the new ramp configuration, your only exit option is at 90th or earlier, and then you can take State Street instead. Aubrey?
Well, if you're traveling on SR 193 in Layton, you're going to see pockets of slowing around the stoplights. And same with Highway 89 between Layton and Fruit Heights. You'll see pockets of slowing there. I-15 still moving at freeway speeds through Ogden and into downtown. Eric?
Cleanup continues for a southbound crash in Tooele County on SR 36. This is at Mills Junction, the SR 138 intersection, and the right lane is still blocked off going through that intersection. So you do have some southbound slowing, and if you're eastbound heading into that intersection, you won't be able to turn south, not at the moment, while it looks like they're loading the stricken vehicle, one of them, onto a tow truck. If you're in Utah County, I-15 right now, looking good northbound from Provo to Lehigh. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's check that 7-day forecast on KSL, which is brought to you by, as it always is, Superior Water and Air.
It's going to warm up today, a little breezy, partly cloudy. We're up to 48, almost 50 this afternoon. Clouds tomorrow, colder, 38, with a slight chance of snow showers tomorrow. And then sunshine, 39 on Thursday. More cloud cover on Friday. We're up to 41. Snow showers again on Saturday. The high temperature, 40. Sunny on Sunday, stays chilly, only 41, and then it warms up to 45 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
35 downtown.
Working freelance for a good number of years and filing my taxes and doing all that kind of work, essentially ignoring it for many, many years, it was, in terms of knowing where to start, it was an intimidating process.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
Having worked until I got a job where I was making a lot of money, And then from there, I felt like I was kind of stuck.
If last year wasn't tough enough, understand the IRS can make this year even worse.
After years and years of that, I just had this feeling that it was time to take care of it. And that's when I found Jordan Wilcox.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
It feels good to do the right thing.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. It's been 30 years since the Hold On to Dear Life campaign started at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital. This year brought unique challenges, and yet the hospital was able to focus on getting safety equipment out to pediatric and family medicine clinics to share with families. In all, the hospital gave out 180 ATV helmets to people living in rural Utah and Idaho communities, 650 bike helmets statewide, more than 700 booster seats to parents of young children, 4,000 feelings wheel magnets to help parents and young teens identify their feelings, 800 baby safety snap lanyards for heat stroke awareness, 1,700 water watcher lanyards for drowning education, in addition to 170 free life jackets that will make swimming safer for children. Jessica Strong, community health manager at Primary Children's Hospital, said, "The results have exceeded our expectations. Thanks to the support of Intermountain Foundation at Primary Children's Hospital and partnerships with clinics and community organizations, families received 4,200 life-saving devices and 19,000 safety and emotional wellness guides to help them keep children safe." The Hold On to Dear Life campaign started in 1990 at Primary Children's Hospital to educate communities on keeping kids safe. The 2021 campaign will be virtual for the time being. The hospital will pilot virtual car seat checks to continue supporting parents and their children's safety during the pandemic. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
It is time for Jazz Notes, brought to you by the Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
Another outing and another record-breaking night for the Utah Jazz. After losing to the Los Angeles Clippers on Friday, the Jazz came out of the gate slow against the Charlotte Hornets last night and found themselves with an 11-point deficit midway through the third quarter. But once the Jazz found their bearings, they blitzed a helpless Charlotte team with an incredible final 19 minutes. The Jazz outscored the Hornets 62-29 to close the game. That included 15 made threes, part of a franchise record 28 made threes for the night, breaking their previous record of 27, which they set earlier this month. George Niang went a perfect 7 of 7 from deep to carry the Jazz and talked about his performance after the game.
When you make shots, you know, life is great. There's, you know, no problems ever in the world.
The Jazz came up just 1 3-pointer shy of the all-time record, a record which they look poised to break before the end of the season. When they do, don't get too excited, because with the way this team is shooting now, even that record won't stand long. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth manages over $500 million for Utah's high-income earners. For academically sound financial planning, call True North. That's True North Wealth.
AAA Auto Insurance isn't just about protecting metal and glass. It's about the people inside the car.
Did you check the tires?
That's why AAA Insurance offers the benefits of a AAA membership, like roadside assistance.
We're gonna need it.
Yes, we are.
It's extra peace of mind that no other insurance can match. Plus, member savings when you bundle your auto and home insurance.
Even better. I could use AAA right now.
Join today at AAA.com. Get great auto insurance and more for the road ahead. AAA.
Select Health wants to help those that help others. The Select Health Awards rewards individuals and organizations in Utah that are working to improve the health of those around them. Each year, 20 well-deserving organizations will receive $3,000 and a marketing package to further their missions. Whether it's keeping kids active, helping adults with disabilities, or serving a special population, Select Health wants to lend a hand. Applications are being accepted now through February 28th at selecthealthawards.org.
8:59, emergency triple team traffic, and over to you, Andy.
And right now, traffic still jammed through the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Backups from just after Bangor Highway all the way up into Midvale, waiting for a crash to get cleaned up off the left shoulder and in the HOV lane at about 80th South in Midvale. Traffic again, bumper to bumper all the way back for about 4 or 5 miles. If you take State Street as an alternate, that'll move a little bit more regularly, but you got a lot of traffic lights to wait through as well, so not sure how much time it will actually save you. Aubrey?
Well, things are looking good for Weber and Davis County drivers. And if you are traveling on Highway 89, you're going to see a few pockets of slowing just around the stoplights. But for the most part, things are looking pretty good. Eric?
Looks like the right lane still blocked off SR 36 southbound in Tooele County at the Mills Junction intersection. So you got some delays going through there in Utah County, I-15.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.